James Stewart, Muddy Creek. I keep screwing that up. What'd you think of the day? It looks like you were in a battle for most of the day. You guys in front of you and behind you, and it was intense all day.
Yeah, I don't know how intense was I. I had one of the probably worst days of my career. Like, I qualified 17th in practice, and then and actually I thought I put in two laps. If you'd have told me I was 17th, I would have just packed up and went. And then we were just making some changes to the bike. We had to take the stabilizer off between practice and the first moto, so that was different just because it was so tough. And then I just didn't have the flow.
Chase setup all day, you feel?
I don't know if I chased setup. I mean, I think it was maybe 25% setup, 75% me. It was just from the first practice, there was something about this track that I was completely lost. I couldn't get in my corners. I just really couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
So it was frustrating for sure. It was frustrating coming back and telling the team that I'm like, dude, I just didn't have it, seriously.
Well, you've been here before, but I mean, maybe that doesn't even matter. I don't know. You know, Mike Alesi said he thought it helped him when he was even a kid being here, but I'd imagine you've been here before.
Yeah, I've been here, and I probably rode better. I probably beat myself on the 80, 125. I definitely know when Mike Brown raced me. When I raced Mike Brown, I was going to. I would have beat myself today on that.
On a 125.
On a 125 before I turned pro. But again, I just I don't really think it helped me. The track was so different. I think it was really narrow. You know, it was cool. It was cool to be in a new venue and all that stuff. But the track was narrow. They definitely way overwatered it for the.
No one liked the wood chips.
No, the wood chips, because all it did was just like 3 feet of dirt, and then it was just hard pack underneath. So it almost like they should have dug it up and then put the wood chips and they dug it up again. But no excuses. Like I said, I just didn't have no stewy moments. Like I just didn't have nothing.
Yeah, 17th qualifying. I thought maybe Rogier was riding the bike.
Yeah, it looked like it. Yeah, it looked like it. Even in the race, I mean, I had one good scrub, which I'm going to Instagram it, on the second mode around.
Yeah, I'm getting on that.
On the Alesi, but besides that, Rogier rode the first moto and Rado rode the second one.
Hey, I didn't see it, but RV was jumping that downhill double, and then someone was tweeting me that you also were doing it.
Yeah, I did it first moto.
Okay.
What happened? I overjumped it, the tabletop,
yep.
And I was so far outside, so I just went ahead and launched it. Then I did it a few times the second moto, but again, it wouldn't have mattered.
That's not a Stewie moment?
No, that's not a Stewie moment. The second lap, when I pass Alesi back, that's a Stewie moment. Show him the photos.
Somebody. Oh, the scrub photo?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Wow. I mean, we've seen a lot of these photos from you. Could it be, if you're impressed, it must be really something. Right.
Show him the photo.
All right. We're going to see the photo here. Thanks a lot.
No problem, Steve.